Morning. Namaste. Our theme today is you are you already. So rest back and just be aware of listening. Breath in and breath out. I speak to that which is present. I speak to the reality that is. For there is nothing else that can be here. It is presence speaking to itself. So follow the breath as it flows, following it in and following it out. And for this time together, I would like you to put all your past memories, all your thoughts, all the ideas and concepts, lay them on the floor next to you and just continue to rest, following the breath. Nothing needs your attention right now. And then, if you will, please drop also on the floor any projections for tomorrow, any lists that has to be done, and any concepts of the future. Just let them rest on the floor. And for now, just follow the breath flowing in and flowing out. There is nothing going on. There is nothing happening. The breath is flowing into the body form, and the breath is flowing out of the body form. It just is. Just is, just being. Now let the awareness of just being have a place to rise up in you. Just being. Just is. You are aware of the breath flowing in and of the breath flowing out. It just is. If thoughts or emotions begin to rise, let them. There is nothing here to fear, to love, or to hate. And as they do rise, just let them pass by. like clouds drifting on a summer breeze. Breath in, breath out. Dearest one, there is no thought that is your thought. Thoughts rise out of the lower collective consciousness, and you, as the pure awareness that you are, become aware of them. There is no thought that is your thought. You but become aware. And it is merely by habit that we claim them for our own. For no one has ever taught us nor told us to do otherwise. It's a presumption, it's a habit that we claim them for our own. Thoughts can and do seem very personal. But that is because we hold an idea that we are a person. Look at any thought that rises up. Does it ever seem to be about infinity? Or about omnipresence? Or oneness? Or about your own immortality? Do the thoughts seem to be of that nature? Or the ones that rise, are they more perhaps about separation, desire, and judgments? Those are not your thoughts. You are you already. So what then speaks that you are not there yet? A thought. You are you already. So what says you still have a way to go? A thought. And what speaks in mind, I can't do this, it is too complicated. A thought. You are you already. We have all been subject to the traffic of thoughts. But how many have recognized where they came from? Or how many have recognized these thoughts are not my thoughts? They are not mine. They are not of me nor about me. You, I are infinite awareness, and you are aware of your own being right now. Has there ever been a time that you were not aware? Have you ever experienced not being aware? And have you ever experienced not being present? No matter the belief systems, no matter the thoughts, no matter the thinking, have you ever experienced not being aware? You have even left a note in scripture for yourself. My thoughts are not your thoughts. To encourage remembrance that thoughts are but objects of the mind. Like emotions, like sounds or feelings and ideas, they are all objects of mind, and that they are not to be believed. You are you already. There is nothing you need to do. There's no place you have to go. There are no books you have to read. There are no meditations you have to do. There are no schedules you need to keep. You are you already. As you sit in the silence of your being. Recognize, I am. Be still in this. Take in to the heart. I am that I am. I am already. There is nothing that is going to make me what I already am. And there is nothing that can bind you from being what you already are. If you presume there are barriers, that is truly but a presumption, something you have yourself set up in the way. You are you already. And there's nothing you can do to even change that. You can dream of being a person. You can play the part, the role of being a person. You can act as if you were separate from your happiness, your abundance, your joy, and a loving life. You can act those parts. But you can never change the reality that you are you already. In this moment, with this breath, listening, hearing this word, you are you already. Even if it feels frightening, even if it feels impossible, you are you already. Be clearly present when the thoughts come tempting the belief that you are not you. Be aware of them from your higher perspective, from your deeper understanding, so that you can remember the stand of transcending thoughts of the unreal. You are you already. You are not now. You never have been. You never shall be the body or the mind, nor the person you take as being yourself. You are all of those adjectives. You are the presence of pure awareness. You are immortal. You are unborn. You are formless. You are infinite. You are all being. You are that. And you are that already. Let us pray. Most beloved one, you are the ever-present within as without. You are the reality that is one and unchanging. You are the ever pure presence. You are the bodiless, unborn, and imperishable one. You are the self that is myself. You are the I that I am. You are you already, and I am blissful, happy, and free. Amen. Namaste.